Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 476 for Thursday, July 14th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ACE Futures Canada canola market was $5 to $7 per ton weaker on Thursday, with the November contract at $474 a ton. Canola felt spillover pressure as Chicago Board of Trade soybeans weakened with lower export sales. Advances in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart were also bearish for canola. The loonie moved to a one-week high against the greenback on Thursday, supported by advances in crude oil and stock markets. Those gains pressured canola as a stronger Canadian dollar makes the country's commodities less appealing to international buyers. Gains in the Malaysian palm oil market helped underpin canola and limited some losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were down 16 to 43 cents, with the August contract down 39 at $10.84 a bushel. Soybeans moved lower as export sales released by the United States Department of Agriculture came in behind last week's pace. Sales in the week ending July 7th were down 43% from the previous week and 49% from the previous four-week average. China's government has said it will begin auctioning off its soybean reserves before it starts harvesting, which further pressured prices. However, warm, dry weather in the U.S. Midwest is putting crops at risk, which underpinned the market and limited some losses. A weaker U.S. dollar also capped declines. Corn was down 2 to 5 cents, with the September contract at $3.58 a bushel. Corn prices ran out of steam on Thursday, feeling pressure from losses in the soybean market despite a number of bullish factors. Corn sales in the week ending July 7th were up 81% from the previous week and 2% from the previous four-week average. Gains in the crude oil market were also supportive for corn, as the commodity is an ingredient in ethanol production. Wheat was down 4 to 6 cents, with the Chicago September contract down 6 at $4.34 a bushel. Wheat felt losses from weaker export sales reported by the USDA. Wheat sales in the week ending July 7th were down 62% from the previous week and 53% from the four-week average. Ukraine's progressing wheat harvest added to the declines as yields are close to 11% higher than year-ago levels. However, a weaker U.S. dollar capped losses. That's a look at the ACE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 14th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.